Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help?
Yes. Recently, I called because I was charged something that I didn't have or ask for, and I had canceled it right away, but yet it stayed on, and I was charged for it.
Can I get your zip code?
90250.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Gabriel Walker.
And your address?
12117 Ramona Avenue, Hawthorne, California.
Okay. So it does show on May the 17th of 2022, you pay shipping and handling for $6.97 for keto gummies. And then you have gotten the cleanse as well. Well, that was voided out. But with the keto gummies, you got billed because you were on a 4-day trial and you didn't cancel that trial.
And I called the next day and canceled it.
I'll check to see.
That I canceled it when the other thing was voided.
Okay, let's see what happened there. Okay, so this was on the 17th. This next 21. Okay, so what happened was you got billed on the 25th. And when you got billed on the 25th, you called in on the 25th to get it canceled. But you were still billed on the 25th.
I called in after I seen that I had a $109 charge on my account that I let the bank know about. But initially,
so customer, when you called in about the account, it says that they canceled the account for you. You said that it was canceled, but it was never canceled. So they went on ahead and got it canceled for you. You called in on May the 17th and spoke with someone about the account to have it canceled out. Then you said you already called your bank to have it disputed. Let me check to see if there's a dispute on here. Okay, so what seems to be the problem?
I didn't get my refund.
Okay, so did you dispute the charge? They say you disputed it.
Yes, and you guys told the bank all I had to do was call back, so you'd issue the refund.
No, you would have to call the bank would have to give us a call.
The bank called you guys. I called first, then my bank called.
Well, if your bank called, then your bank supposed to bank got their refund right then and there.
Well, whoever the bank, listen, I talked to the bank yesterday, got the letter and everything. Whoever the representative that the bank talked to told my bank that they just needed me to call to release it, and that's why I'm calling back.
No, sir, that's not how it works. You will need your bank to give us a call back. Once your bank give us a call back, we can discuss a refund for you.
The bank already did that.
Okay, but we'll need you to do it again.
Why do I have to keep doing it when the bank called?
When did the bank call in, sir?
I don't know exactly the day, but I talked with them yesterday, and that's what they told me.
So no one ever called in, because if the bank called in, we would have had it on file. So no one ever called in. We don't even have.
They assured me yesterday that.
I understand that you spoke with your bank, but we don't even have proof of nothing that your bank called in or what rep spoke with the bank. So if you can just have your bank give us a call back, we can discuss a refund for you. There's nothing else I can discuss with you about it.
Okay.
All right. So just have your bank give us a call back and we can help you out with that.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.